Today's daf is Nida daf Mem Hey. We are holding on daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We read the Mishnah yesterday about a Bas Shalosh Shanim Yom Echad, how basically, essentially, it was one rule that she's a Bas Bia, and that has a lot of halachic ramifications. You could do Kiddushei Bia, there's Yibum that's Shaykh to her, Yechayv Mishumeshes Ish, etc. All the different applications. So says the Gemara now, Tan Rabban, we have a Brisa, Bas Gimel, Shanim Miskadesh Bibia, Divir Meir Rameir, holds a 3 year old, could be Miskadesh Bibia, Vachamam Bas Gimel Shanim Yom Echad. She needs to be 3 years old and one day. My Benayhu, the Mainaf community between Bas Gimel Shanim versus Bas Gimel Shanim Nafkamina is Erev Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? Zakt Rashi, Shalshana Revius, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, the fourth year, the Ramer Gufei, Lohavi Basbia ad Yom Acheron Shalshlishis, Taha Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ulrabanon ad Lamacher, Demikli Yom Rishon Berevius. Meaning, we don't mean Erev Rosh Hashanah literally over here, we're talking about the Erev her birthday. Meaning that the Nafkamina is a very simple Nafkamina, it's a one day Nafkamina. Does she already count as a three-year-old on the last day of her third year, or does she only begin to count as a three-year-old on the first day of her fourth year of life? For Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's a much bigger nafkamina. Lamid yom b'shana chashuv v'shana yikibinayhu. What they're really arguing about is whether 30 days into a year counts as a full year. According to a mayor, as soon as she's gone through 30 days in her third year, meaning she's 25 months old, she's a bazbia. According to Rabbanan, the fourth year has to already, she already has to be into the fourth year of life. So that's a much, much bigger nafkamina. Now we're dealing not a one-day nafkamina, but an 11-month nafkamina. So may say, Bas Gimel Shanim v'afil b'shtei shanim yom echad miskadesh b'bia divrei meir. A meir holds a three-year-old or even two-year-old in one day could be miskadesh b'bia. V'chamam b'shlosh shanim yom echad. And the Chacham says she has to be 3 years old in one day. So bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan ki echad dikatan dekamer yom echad b'shanah chashuv shanah chinami katan damer lamed yom b'shanah chashuv shanah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that said that the nafkamina was an 11-month nafkamina, and that when he said 3 years, he really meant two years and a month. So it's Shaykh, that there's another Tana that holds 2 years and a day, because the whole issue is how much into a year it counts as that entire year. Is it a month? Is it a day? So that makes sense. They're along the same lines, even though it's not exactly the same Shita, they're along the same lines of thinking. El Rabbi Yanai Kasha, but according to Rabbi Yanai, that he definitely means 3 full years. Well, then where does this 2 years and one day come from? That's definitely not 3 full years. So Kasha. So that's in fact difficult, and therefore it seems that Rabbi Yochanan seems like the more defensible opinion. Says the Gemara now further, Pachas mikan kenosi netzba ba'ayin. So the Mishnah had said that if a girl is bia when she's less than 3 years old, then it says if you're putting a finger in an eye. So yibayilhu. Hani besulin mezel azli va'asu. What happens exactly to the besulim if a girl is bia less than 3 years old? Does the besulim go away and then come back later, or does it not go away at all? It just never goes away. It's just trapped in there. Tzudei zloshon seda. It's trapped in there and it never actually comes out until she has bia after the age of three. Bia before the age of three will never allow the besulim that's there the whole time to come out. So the ma'anav kamina, what difference does it make? Either way, she's still going to be a besula after the bia before the age of three. So what difference does it make what the mechanics of it are? So the Gemara is going to say a couple of nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one, kigon shabal betoch gimel umatzadam ubal yachar shalosh v'lo matzadam. Nafkamina is she has bia before the age of three, she bleeds, she has bia after the age of three, and she didn't bleed. Do you make an assumption that she had bia sometime in between, meaning that she had bia after the age of three, but before this time that we know about, that maybe she, if she was an Arusa already, maybe she cheated on her husband, or that there was something that went on. If you say that before the age of three, the Besulim goes away and just takes time for it to grow back, so it takes some time. How do you know that maybe the reason she didn't bleed when she had Bia after the age of three was that it simply wasn't enough time for the Besulim to grow back? But if you hold that it's trapped in there the whole time, and that it's, that it never comes out before the age of three, so it just doesn't come out until it's trapped until after the age of three, then someone else must have must have been boel her, right? So my, so what's the din? What do we assume? Says Gemara, maskef la Rav Chia bered Ravika uman lemelam demakas shabatoch gimelena chazeres lialter. I don't understand your nafkamina. He says, I don't even understand what you're saying. How can you say that if a girl has bia before the age of three and then again and bleeds and then again after the age of three and doesn't bleed, that if it's a situation where the pesulim goes away and then comes back, that you can automatically assume it just hasn't had time to come back? Who says it takes time? Maybe it comes back right away. How do you know that metzias? Shemach chazeres lialter va'achar ba'ala. Maybe even if you hold the pesulim goes away and comes back, you still have to make the assumption that someone else was boel her. Maybe that assumption is still something that you have to make because, after all, maybe it comes back right away. If you look at Tosfos, Acher Boel, Tab Tosfos, and therefore what if someone else was boel her? V'meshes Kohen, he Asurav. She's an Eshes Kohen, she's going to be Asura to her husband. But only if she's an Eshes Kohen, says Tosfos. Avel Eshes Yisrael lo, de pitoi katana onesu. Even though we don't know whether she willingly had bia, she was raped, we don't know, but she's a katana. And therefore it doesn't matter whether she was a willing participant or not, it counts as a rape. So it's only going to be a problem for an Eshes Kohen, because an Eshes Kohen who gets raped is Asur Labayla, but an Eshes Yisrael it's not going to be a problem for. Frak Tosfos v'im tomer, amai dochik l'shkuchei nafkusa sheba alea acher legabe znus. Lema bepshitos, kiyon sheba al tok shlosha umat adam.
Why do we have to come up with such a fancy case? She has bia before the age of three and bleeds, and then after the age of three and doesn't bleed. Why do you even need the whole second half of that case? She has bia before the age of three and bleeds. If the pshat is in a girl under the age of three is that she's supposed to bleed and then it's supposed to grow back, good, we know exactly what this blood is, it's dam besulim. But if you want to say pshat is that what happens with the girl is that the dam besulim never comes out even before the age of three, well then there's only one thing this dam can be, it's got to be dam nida. So we need to know for a status of nida. Already bas yom echad, tinokas bas yom echad could already become a nida, so then we would have to assume that it's a nida. That's a perfectly good nafkamina. Why do we have to make the case where she had be again after the age of three. So says Tosfos Yeshlomo de Nichle Lashkuche Linyan Znos. De Nichle Lashkuche Linyan Znos. Davya Kol Yameh Asur Labayla. We'd rather give a case with a more impactful nafkamina. A nafkamina whether she's a nida or not makes a difference in her life for exactly 1 week. But a nafkamina whether she's ever going to be muteris to her husband again for the rest of her life makes an impact for the rest of her life. So we want to go with a more impactful nafkamina. Vesu says Tosfos, furthermore, Dilinin Yavidam Nida Sodam Basulim no nafkamina ha'idna midi. Dafilu dam basulim hatikun de bol bilas mitzvah poresh. That nowadays it wouldn't make a difference anyway. Nowadays we're machmir and dam basulim. Even though technically meikar adin midaraisa, dam basulim is no different than any dam maka, it's like any other wound, and therefore it does not make a woman a nida. But we're machmir always on dam besulim. So even if it is dam besulim, we would assume dam nida anyhow. So that would not make much of a nafkamina. That's the din on the first night after a couple gets married. After a man marries a besula, he has to be bol bilas mitzvah uporesh. That he has to be poresh after that first bia. Aye, why does he have to be poresh? It's just dam besulim. Yeah, because we're machmir on dam besulim. Now, the chumrah that we have in dam besulim, we throw in certain kulas because we realize that it's a big chumrah. For instance, normally if a man is in the middle of having tashmish with his wife and she says, I just became a nida, and then in the middle of tashmish she has to wait till Aver Mace and then pull out. He cannot continue the act of tashmish. By Dam Basulim it says in Shulchan Aruch that he could be bol bilas mitzvah, be gomer biyaso. He could stay in and finish the bia as long as it takes. He doesn't have to stop in the middle, even though they know that there might be Dam Basulim there. So we do have certain kulas with Dam Basulim, but more or less we treat Dam Basulim like Dam Nida. That's what Tosfos is driving at. Now the Ritva writes that the reason that a katana nesua who is nispata, who is seduced and has bia after the age of 3 years old is mutaris to her husband is stam ketana onesu. Now from the Ritva it sounds a little different than Tosfos. Tosfos says pitui ketana onesu. Right, the second line of Tosfos said anyway if she's a little girl obviously it counted statutory rape and therefore she's going to be mutaris labayla. The Ritva doesn't say no automatically it's statutory rape and she's mutaris labayla. The Ritva says stam ketana onesu, that we have the right to assume pashtus it was an ones. Sounds from the Ritva that if you know that it wasn't ones, that it was machmas pitoy, that she was a mafuta and not a nanusa, so then shitaka would be usher to her husband. But you have the right to be told that probably she was forced into it. However, the Rambam paskins, the Rambam In Hilchos Isuri Bia Paragimel, Halacha Beis paskins that a katana that's mezana miritzona is asura lebaila like every yeshus ish that's mezana baratzon. If a katana willingly has bia, she's asura lebaila. So it sounds even stronger than the Ritva. The Ritva was just by implication. The Rambam is very clear. The Chuvas Haradvaska, the Kalv Sim Samach Gimel, writes that even the Rambam would hold midaraisa, she's muteres lebaila Yisrael, Salim midrabanan, that we might come to be machshir a gedola that's nispata also. But either way, the Rambam says that if a katana cheats on her husband, she's still asura lebaila if she does it biratzon. So in the Beis Yaakov, in Ksubis, is the Nesivis' commentary to Ksubis, he writes that even according to the Rambam, a katana that's mezana before she gets to the age of tsror v'zorko, egos v'notlo, the age of knowing the difference between something valuable and something not valuable, to know the difference between a rock to throw it away and a nut to eat, meaning if she's still at the age where she's putting things in her mouth that aren't food, so then she has the din of a shoto called davar, and at that point even the Rambam would say that a pitoy would be considered ones. Even if she says okay, we would assume at that point it's definitely ones. It's only when she's mezana baratzon, when she has the ability to be mavchin and be able to tell what the difference is between good and bad and between certain things, then she becomes asur lebaila Yisrael. So that's the point of the Beis Yaakov. Now, one last point, the Yeshua's Yaakov in Evan Ezer, Simon Kofai and Ches, in the Pirish Ha'aruch, the Yeshua's Yaakov writes that even according to the Rambam, when the Katana is Nispatita Legadol, she doesn't become Asur Lebaila because Pituya Ka'ones. It's only when she's Mizana Baratzon Mamish. I mean, the Rambam didn't say like the Ritva. The Ritva said, Stam, you could assume it was Ones and not Pituya. Sounds like Pituya would be a problem. But the Rambam says, if a girl is a Katana and she's Mizana Baratzon, she's Asur Labaila. That sounds that Pituya. In a chinami, the Rambam would agree pitoy is honest. But let's say it didn't take any pitoy. She went looking for trouble. She went looking for the man. She was the one that was mefat to him, let's say, or something like that. So that would be that would even the Rambam would agree that in that case, that's the only case the Rambam would hold. She's asura labaila. In every other case, even the Rambam would agree that she's not asura labaila. So weiter in the Gemara, says Gemara el nafkamina. So what exactly is the nafkamina then? Whether the basulim goes away and comes back, or whether it never goes away at all before the age of three. Kigon shabal b'toch gimel u'matzadam, u'bal lachar gimel u'matzadam. Nafkamina would be if she has bia before the age of three and bleeds, and then bia after the age of three and again bleeds. So yam remez lazi vasu haidam basulinu. If you say that the dam goes away and then comes back, so good, it came back, and therefore the dam after the age of three is dam basulim. El yamr titzude hud lamitzadi, ela ad lachar gimel, haidam nidahu. But if you say that it goes away, that it doesn't go away, it just doesn't come out at all before the age of three, then this is definitely dam nida, meaning which is dam nida? The dam within the 3 years. The dam that she saw before the age of three must be dam nida, because what's it coming out before the age of three? Now Tosus points out, if you look at Tosus, haidam nidahu, pirish hach de toch gimel, dolach gimel kuli alma avidam besulin. Certainly the dam that comes out after gimel is avadai dam besulin. But the dam nida is what we're talking about. Frek Tosus, vitema. Why do we say that she has bia after the age of three? What does that matter? Meaning, she bleeds before the age of three. What is this dam? That's it. She has bia before the age of three and bleeds. There's your nafkamina. If you hold that it's dam, if you hold that the basulum goes and then comes back later, so this is dam basulum. If the old basulum never goes away before the age of three, it's dam nida. Why do you need that second bia? So pirush rabbeinu tam mishum denakti la nakti nami hacha. Yeah, because we mentioned in the previous nafkamina, we mentioned the case where she had bia after the age of three, so we mentioned it here too. Umiyu yeshlomar av dam shel achar gimel yeshl stavik bedam nida. Batos says maybe there's another pshat. Maybe pshat is that we're talking about the dam after the age of three might still be dam nida. Iamrina litzude hudlo mitzud, kiven de betoch gimel rasa vade dam nidos imkain darka liros machmas chimud beila imkain gam achar gimel yeshl stavik bedam nida. Maybe that's what it means by the nafkamina. The obvious nafkamina is before the age of three. Good. If she bleeds before the age of three, so then if you hold that she's supposed to bleed, then it's not mesulim. If she's not supposed to bleed, it's dam nida. But what about the blood after the age of three? Maybe that, even though in a chinami, it's very clearly could and should be dam mesulim according to everybody, but it might also be dam nida because this girl has a track record now that she bleeds machmas chimud bia. She wasn't supposed to bleed the first time either, but she did, and therefore you see she bleeds machmas. Sorry, she bleeds machmas chimud bia. So maybe that's that would be an indicator that this is also dam besulim. This is also dam nida rather. So says the Gemara. Mai. So what's the din? Amr Rav Chisda Tashma Apachs Mikan Knos Inetz Baba'ayin. Why are we quoting all this here? Because our Mishnah gave a mashal. It said that when a girl has bia before the age of three, it's like putting a finger in the eye. Just say it's worthless, it's not bia. Why do you have to give a mushel? It's like putting a finger in the eye. So my love, isn't it trying to tell me the mechanics of how it works? That just like when you put a finger in the eye tears, and then a tear fills up the eye again, meaning you produce more tears. So too, that when a girl is bia before the age of three, the dam besulim comes out, but don't worry, she'll produce more dam besulim. She'll be able to, the dam besulim will replace itself. So isn't that a megal of the metzias? So that's the answer the Gemara seems to stick with. Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa. Maisa biyust nibito shel asyurus ben Antoninus shabasol fnei Rebbe. Antoninus's granddaughter Biustini, the daughter of Asvirus, came to Rebbe. Amrla Rebbe isha bekamenises. She says, how old can a girl get married? Amrla bas gimel shon miyamechri. He said legally the marriage would count already from the age of 3 years. Ubekame misaberes. How, at what age can a girl first become pregnant? Amrla bas yud beis shana viyamechad. She become pregnant at 12 years and a day. Amrlo anina sasi b'sheish v'yaladdi b'sheva. She says, you know, I got married when I was 6 years old, and I gave birth when I was 7 years old. Oyel l'shalosh shanim shavadati b'beis abba. Woe into those 3 years that I spent wasting my time dilly-dallying instead of getting married when I should have at the age of three. Had I known that you were supposed to get married at the age of three, you know, I wouldn't have waited so long till the age of six. So says Gemara, wait a second. Umima Abra, Vatani Rabbi become Eder of Nachman, Gimel Lashem Hashem Shul Smoch, Ketanamu Beres Menika. Can a 6-year-old get pregnant? That she's going to have a baby at the age of 7? Is that even possible that could happen? But didn't Rabbi teach in front of Rav Nachman that 3 women are allowed to be Meshamish B'moch? Why that being Meshamish B'moch means that they're avoiding pregnancy. Who are the 3 women? A Ketana, Umu Uberes, and a Menika. Ketana, Shemet Esaber V'tamus. A Ketana, a young girl, we're afraid that she, if she gets pregnant, it's going to be very dangerous. It could kill her. Mu'uberes, Shemetasu Ubrasandal. A pregnant girl? Well, we don't want her to get pregnant because we're afraid it might make the first Ubar, might crush the first Ubar, and make the first Ubar into a sandal. Menika, Shemetigmal Espinaviyamus. A Menika, a nursing girl, we're afraid that maybe she's going to wean her child off too young, too early, from mother's milk, and the child's going to die. She's not going to care properly for the other child if she becomes pregnant with the next child. So that's why none of these women are supposed to be getting pregnant. Va'ezoi ketana, what is the definition of ketana in this regard, where it's considered dangerous for her to get pregnant? Mibas yudal shon v'yamechad v'ad yud beiz shon v'yamechad. From the age of 11 to the age of 12. Pachos mikan o yeser al kain mishameshes olech zivra meir. But Rameir holds, any younger than that, or any older than that, she could just have regular tashmish. What, older than that, I understand. It's no longer dangerous for her to get pregnant. Why younger than that can she just have regular tashmish? So apparently, it's because her mayor holds she's not going to become pregnant anyway. Before the age of 11, it's apparently impossible for her to become pregnant. And that's the Gemara's point. The Gemara is asking on this story, is this girl telling the truth, this biyustini? At the age of 6, she got married. At the age of 7, she had a baby. Is that even possible? According to a mayor, it's impossible. And the Chum say, don't worry, even after the age of 11, she could just continue to have regular tashmish. And don't worry, Shomer Psoim Hashem. Hashem guards people who simply live life normally and do things that normal people do. As long as she doesn't do anything that's considered by the world to be unusually dangerous, so God will protect the simple people. As we mentioned in the past, that's Rav Moshe quotes this in his initial tshuva about smoking, whether it's mutter to smoke cigarettes, he says, you know, everybody does it, and no one seems to really believe it's dangerous because everybody's doing it. So Shomer Pesayim Hashem, probably you could say that's the way, it's normal behavior of regular people. So one would imagine that nowadays Rav Moshe wouldn't say that anymore, because the whole concept of Shomer Pesayim Hashem is that it's what everybody does. No one thinks it's dangerous. That is what everyone, whether it empirically is dangerous or not, that's what everyone assumes is okay and is a normal thing to do. I don't think nowadays people wised up a little bit about what's considered a normal thing to do and what's not a normal thing to do. But anyway, so the Gemara has this kasha. How could this girl say she got pregnant at the age of 7? That's impossible. So Iba Yiseima Asher Basar Chamorim Besaram, Viba Yiseima Asher Piyam Dibarsha V'Yamina Mimin Sheker. So two possibilities. Either she's physically different or she's lying. Right, that's what Gemara says. Either that a non-Jewish woman, her body is physically different, and it matures differently, and it develops differently, and therefore, that's what it's referring to when it says Besar Chamorim Besaram. It's just totally, they have a totally different physical makeup, and therefore it is possible for her to get pregnant at such a young age, but not for a Jewish girl. Or they're always lying, so she's definitely lying about what happened to her. Now, this idea of Gimel Nashim Mishamshos B'moch is a very interesting discussion in the Rishonim. What does it mean, Mishamshos B'moch? That they must be Mishamish B'moch, or that they're permitted to be Mishamish B'moch? Meaning is moch is something that draws out the Shechva Zera and somehow destroys the Shechva Zera. So is that generally considered to be Aser, and this is a heter for these three women, B'makom Sakana, because it's Sakana's Nefashos, or is it generally considered to be maybe Aser, or maybe just in neither Aser nor encouraged, but over here it's Dafka Mitzvah, there's something that she has to do. So in Rashi it sounds that Ramei holds that it's a takana, that these three women have to be Mishamish B'moch, Mishum Sakana, so they must do it. Then that's what the Ran writes also. According to Ramei, these three women are Mechuyavos L'shamish B'moch, so that they don't go through danger in their pregnancy. The Rush says that these three women, Srichos L'shamish B'moch, again, Shlo Yistaknu. Again, all of these Rishonim, the Rush, the Ran, Rashi, over here, seem to assume that it's a requirement to do. However, in Meseches Yevamos and in Meseches Ksubos, where this comes up, in Yevamos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, and Ksubos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Rashi says that according to our mayor, it's mutter for these three women to be Mishamish B'moch. Sounds like they're not Mechuyev to do so, but it's mutter for them to do so. So Tosos over there in Yevamos Daf Yud Beis and in Ksubos Daf Lamed Tes explains that other women are Asuros L'Shamish B'moch, because when they do so, they are being Mashchiz Zera, it's Hashchaz Zera. And even though women are not mitzuvim pruravu, they're still not allowed to be mashchiz zera. The isra of hashchiz zera applies to women as well. And therefore, it makes no difference whether the moch is put before the shimush, l'nigav hazera b'moch, or the moch is achar shimusho, kiderech. It doesn't make a difference. Hashchiz zera is hashchiz zera. Women are included in the isir. However, the Shita Mukbetzes writes, in the name of the Rosh, that according to Rashi, only the zera of the baal is usher for the woman to be mashchis, and therefore stam nashim can be. It became usher for stam nashim to be mishamish b'moch. They cannot be mishamish b'moch because normally they're having bia with their husband. But the zera atzmon mutzul l'kali shel ashchis afilu ena b'chal shloshes nashim alalu. But their own zera, whatever that means, again, whatever liquid their body produces, that they're allowed to be mashchis. Rabbeinu Tam writes that since women are not mitzuvah and puruvu, they're also not mitzuva in hashchaz zera. However, says Rabbeinu Tam, since these three women have an eitza that the Chum gave that they should be careful and not give a zera b'moch after the tashmish so that they don't get into makom sakana. And the point is that they do it because there's no real iser of hashchaz zera. But we do not encourage it for other women because other women at least have a requirement to aid their husbands in puravu. So it's going to be a violation of aiding their husbands in the mitzvah of puravu if they use a moch afterwards. Obviously, this sugya is a much, much bigger sugya and has very great ramifications in the different forms of birth control that people practice, and which ones are derech hashchasa, which ones are not hashchasa, which ones are only blockers, etc. But not for now. It's a very, very important sugya, though. Tanur Rabbanan, Ma'isa b'isha achas shabasal fnei Rabbi Kiva. There's a story of a woman that came to Rabbi Kiva. Amar lo Rabbi nevalti b'tok shalashan amani l'kudesh. She said, I had bia before the age of 3. What do I do about a kohen? Am I allowed to marry a kohen? kohen. So Amalek sheirat l'kunei. He says, yeah, you're allowed to marry a kohen. Amalek Rebbe yamshul chamashul madav adam. Latinok shetamnu lo etzbo bedvash. Pam rishon of shniya goer bum shlishes matzah. It's like I'll give you a mashul. It's like a child who sticks his finger into honey. The first couple of times they stick his finger into honey, he's like, ew, why are you sticking my finger into this sticky stuff? And then he tastes it, and then he starts to enjoy it. So she says, yeah, I had beer before the age of 3, and I didn't like it at first. But, you know, then, after a while, I was interested in it. So he says, if that's the case, you're pasul lakuna. So after Rabbi Kiva said this, he saw the Talmidim, like, rolling their eyes at each other, like, what's wrong with Rabbi? Why is he saying this? So he says, what's so difficult to you about what I just said? So they said to him, k'shem shakala Torah alachol Moshe misinei, kach p'chusim v'ashal shalom k'shir lakuna alachol Moshe misinei. They said, Rabbi Kiva, how could you say that? This is alachol Moshe misinei, that a girl who has bia before the age of 3 is muteris l'kuhuna. It's just not called bia. She's muteris l'kuhuna. It doesn't count as a real bia. So how can you say just because she was okay with it that it makes her a surah l'kohen? So vaf Rabbi Kiva l'omra l'chag basa talmidim. Rabbi Kiva didn't really paskin that for the girl. He was just messing around. He wanted to see if the talmidim would chap him. And the talmidim did chap, so I'm sure he was very proud of them. But that was it. He wasn't saying this to be taken seriously. You find it a few times in Shas that they would say oddball things, that the Tanayim would say things that were very strange just to keep the Talmidim on their toes a little bit. Okay, next Mishnah. Again, going through these stages in life as a person grows up. Ben Teisha Shanim Yom Echad, a 9-year-old boy. Shaba Al Yevimto. So we said from 3 years old, a girl is already able to have Tashmish in terms of that. It counts as actual Bia. For a boy, Ben Teisha Shanim Yom Echad, if he's Boel his Yevama, he's Konaher, the Yivum counts. Ve'inos in Get, but he's not going to be able to give a get to his Yavama, because Yavama is now really his wife. So he's not going to be able to give a get to her until he becomes a gadol, because he needs to be a bardas in order to give a get. Umetami b'midah l'tami mishkav tachton ke'elyon. He's also, if he has boel nida, he becomes tame like a boel nida. Uposel ve'ino machl b'truma. He can pasel, meaning if he's a 9-year-old boy that's a kuti or a mamzer, that boel a kohenes, he can pasel that kohenes from eating truma of her father's house. This is not talking about, Rashi says, a bentesha yisrael that's boel bas kohen, that's posel mina truma, because if it was bias nus, a znus of a kosher would not pasul her from truma. And if you want to say that it's kiddushin, that it should make her bas kohen li Yisrael, well, there can't be kiddushin because he's a katan, he's under the age of bar mitzvah, he's 9 years old, he doesn't have any das. So the case of posel has to be, Rashi says, where it's a kuti or a mamzer boy that's boel the kohenes. A Yisrael that's boel the kohenes will never pasul her from truma. The znus is not a... is not going to passel because he's Yisrael, and it can't be a kiddushin. Eino machl b'truma, if the Yavam is a 9-year-old Kohen, that's Baal Yevemto, it's not going to be enough to allow her to eat truma. Uposel se behema me'al gabi amizbeach, and apostles, if he can passel a behema, if he has beer with a behema, bestiality, from being brought in the mizbeach. V'neskelas al yado, the behema will be chayv skila, based on the beer that it had with this boy. V'imbal achas mikal arayas hamuris betora, mumsin al yado v'upater. And if he's boel any of the arayos, they're going to be chayiv misa, assuming they're gedolim, he's going to be patur, because he's a katan, and a katan is not a bar onshin. So says Gemara, u'kshayagdil beget sagila. So what do we say? That as a 9-year-old doing yibum, the yibum works, but then when he becomes bar mitzvah, he can't give a get until he becomes bar mitzvah. That implies that once he does become bar mitzvah, if he wants to get rid of the yevama, he can give a get and that would be fine. That a get would work. So, frankly, Gemara, does a get really work? Vatanya asu bias ben tes kemaimer begadol. Ma maimer begadol tzarek get lemaimaro v'chalitza lizikaso. Af bias ben tes tzarek get lemaimaro v'chalitza lizikaso. Just like maimer on a gadol, you need a get for the maimer that he did. And chalitza for the zika. So too, by Bias Ben Tes, it shouldn't have a din of full Yibum, it should have a din of Maimer, of the Yibum Midrabanon, of like a Midrabanon form of Kiddushin. And therefore, he should need a get to undo the Maimer, and Chalitza to undo the Zika. So get alone should not be enough, he should need a Chalitza as well. So Merav Hachikam, no, we don't mean to say that he just gives a get and that's fine. L'kshiyagdil Yival v'yitin get. Now, if after he became Bar Mitzvah, he then had another Bia, so now that's a real full full yibum. Now all he needs is a get, because now he did a real yibum. Top Mishnah Memheim and Beis Basachas Hashreishon of Yamechad Nidra Nivdakin. At the age of 11 years old, the girl's Nidarim, you have to check in to see if she knew what she was talking about when she took a neder. And if she did, then it's binding. Otherwise, it's not. Once she's 12, then her Nidarim are work. We check into her the entire 12th year. We check each neder. For a boy, it's 1 year later. Before that time, we don't, even if they say we know exactly what we were talking about, we don't listen to them. It doesn't work. After that age, even if they say, oh, we had no idea what we were talking about, they claim ignorance, still their neder is binding, the hektish is binding. Even if they say we had no idea what we were talking about, they're gedolim. Why don't we assume that they're shota? So he said, no, shota is very different. Even if they're claiming that they're not mature enough to really understand what they did, but a shota is someone who doesn't become a bardas. He's deranged. He does crazy things. He's mekareya ksuso. He's lon bebeis hakvaros. He's yotzei yichidi belayla. He acts like a deranged person. These people aren't acting like deranged people. They're just on a low level of maturity. So that's very different. That's not a shota. Shota is very different than what we're describing. Than what these people are self-describing themselves as. And therefore, even if they're telling the truth that they didn't know, the neder is still kayim, because they're a gadol. There's nothing you could do about it. They're a gadol. Says Gemara, V'kibin detana basachas v'shon v'yomechon nidra nevdakin bas yud v'shon v'yomechon nidra kayam lamali. Once we say that as an 11-year-old, we check her nidarim. Why do we have to say that as a 12-year-old, her nidarim are kayim? Of course, as a 12-year-old, they're kayim, because you don't do bedika anymore. Once we say that throughout the 11th year, you're doing bedika, so obviously after the 11th year you don't have to check anymore if she knew what she was talking about. Obviously it's kayamin. So says Gemara, no, saltadayt chamina botkin liolam. I might have thought that you continue to check forever. Kamash Mulan therefore tells me no, in the 11th year you check, but only in the 11th year, not from the 11th year and on for the rest of her life. But once we have that second line, that once she hits 12, her nedarim are kayam, both can call shtei masrei lamali. Why then does it have to say that you're bodik her the entire 12th year? We said at the age of 11 you check, at the age of 12 her nedarim are kayam. Won't I be able to figure out that the intervening year you're bodik? So salta that chamina halvam amar lamid yom shana chashum shana echad abedakon lamid lo yod ala haflos emasulo livdok kamash mlan. I might have thought that since 30 days in a year sometimes counts as a full year, legabe certain halachos, that if we check for the first 30 days of the year and it turned out that she didn't know what she was talking about, that we could just assume for the rest of the year she doesn't know what she's talking about until she turns 12, and then we're going to start assuming she knows what she's talking about. Says the Gemara, V'lisni harni tarti bavi, why don't you have these two statements? Bas yud beis sham yamecha nidra kayamin. Ubotkin kol yud beis. Right, just have statement 2 and 3. Then basachas esrevi yamecha nidra nivdaka lamali. Why do you need that initial statement that at the age of 11 you check? Just say, botkin kol yud beis, and I know that at the age of 11 you check. Say itzrich. I might think that in the 12th year you need to be bodek, in the 11th year you don't need to be bodek. But if she seems to be very sharp, she seems to be a very, very smart girl, then maybe I would think that even during the 11th year you have to check to see if she knows what she's talking about. Therefore, God is telling me no. It says only from the age of 11 and on do you check. Prior to the age of 11, there is no checking. From the age of 11 to the age of 12, you check. From the age of 12 and on, again, there's no checking because it's automatically assumed that the neder is kayam. Kodem azman azeh, va'achar azman azeh lamali. Great, now that I know all of that, why then does the Mishnah have to tell me that prior to this man of 11 years old, or after this man of 12 years old, that there's no need to check? We already got that from all the first three statements. So salkadai de chamina hanimi leichad lo kamri in hu avalechad de kamri in hu nisma chalayu. No, because I might have thought that's only if they don't say anything. But if they tell us what their status is, the girl says before the age of 11, she says, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm very smart. I know exactly what I'm saying. So I might think you should be samech on her. Kamash mlan that we're not samech on her. Tan rabbanon. Elu divrei Rebbe. All of this is the sheet of Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer dvar ma'amurim b'tinokes b'tinok amurim. That which we say about a tinokes, a tino milk, a boy has the same age levels as the girl, same stages. Tvarim amurim betinok, betinokas amurim, and vice versa. Amar of Chista, my time with the Rebbe, why does Rebbe hold that a girl at the age of 12 already is able to take Nadarim and a boy is only going to be at the age of 13, or a girl at the age of 11 might be able to, a boy at the age of 12 might be able to? Why is there a year discrepancy? Tchsiv, even Hashem Elokim is a tzela, that God built the tzela. So Malami, what's Vayiven? So Vayiven can mean understanding also, Bina, and not just Bona, building. Malami, Shinosan Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bina Yaseir B'Isha, Yosim B'Ish. We see from here that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Bina Yaseira to a woman more so than a man. What about the fact that the Gemara says in several other places, Nashim Daitam Kalos? So Tosa Rosh over here says, yeah, at first, at that stage of maturity, women have Bina Yaseira, but man catches up and then overtakes her at a later stage in life. And that's what the Ritva says also, that it's only at the Tchilas Hischachmus Hadvarim Amurim. Because La'etzem HaChachma, certainly we say Lehepech that Nashim Daitam Kala. Not everyone agrees with that assessment. I think the Chassam Sofer says, no, there's a difference between the Koach HaBina and the Koach HaChachma. Nashim Daitam Kalos means into a Koach of Das, is that their Das is Kalos, but their Bina is Yesera, meaning the intuitive, Bina's intuitive understanding, without analyzing data. That women are much, much smarter. They have much better intuition. Men are better at analyzing data, at Das. So that's the, just a different way that it's a Mars-Venus thing, different ways that the brains work. So anyway, but that's why she's able to be, to understand Nedarim. She has an intuitive understanding of what this means to her, that a Neder is serious, and that it could be binding, and that it could really change her life. And the other Shita that says that they're at the same age, that a girl doesn't mature any earlier, will say like Reish Lakish, braided Chava and brought her, presented her to Adam Rishon. She came because they call a braid Binyasa. So that's Vayiven. That has nothing to do with Bina. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, my time. Why does Rabbi Shimon Elazar say what he says? Why does he think that it's at the same age? So he said, no, that meaning what Rabbi Shimon Elazar is not at the same age, he said it's reversed. That a boy actually matures earlier and he's able to take Nadarim at an earlier age. So he says, why is it that he's able to do it at an earlier age? Why does he become smarter at an earlier age? He says, because he goes to yeshiva. They didn't have education for girls. Girls never went to school. They never were out there in the world. Says Tosos, and what if the boy's not a learner? What if he doesn't go to school? Yeah, but he's out earning a living. He's out working. He's out handling. So he's always dealing with the real world. Just another couple of lines. Yibayiluhu. Toksman, kilifnezman, or kilachosman. What if it's right on the day, at the age of 12, at the age of 13? Does that count as prior, or does it count as already after the age? So the Mayil say, Darim lav kilifnezman damya, lav kilachosman damya. Meaning, I'm sorry, we're asking during that 12th year, during that 13th year. So he said, by Nadarim, we said exactly what it is. We said that it's somewhere in between. Ella onshin mai. What about becoming a bar onshin at that age? So Rav Rabbi Chanina, damya tarvaya, toksman kilifnezman, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, damya tarvaya, toksman kilachosman. A simon to remember who says kilfnezman, who says kilachasman, is by remembering the phrase v'zos lifnim bi Yisrael. How in the world does that phrase tell you who says what? So very creative ways of knowing this. Rashi says zos is a lashon nekeva. Rav Chanina sounds like lashon nekeva because it ends with a kamatz. Chanina sounds lashon nekeva, and he's the one that says lifnezman. Zos lifnim, the one that sounds like a nekeva, is lifnim. Or he says, the name of Rav is Muvla in the Tevas Yisrael. There's a Resh and a Beis. There's no Chanina in the word Yisrael. So there's no, Nachman in the, or Bar Yitzchak in the name Yisrael. There's only Rav. So the word Rav, so it doesn't, but Rav didn't say anything. So that's why they changed the gears on the side. Not the word Rav, but V'linira Rav Rabbi Chanina B'Gematria B'Yisrael. That it's a Gematria of Yisrael. Somehow this is a remes to remember who says what. It's harder to remember the remes. But, okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.